Americans began to run Iraq after they toppled the country's leader, Saddam Hussein, in 2003. They governed from the so-called Green Zone in Baghdad. The Green Zone came to symbolize the military occupation of Iraq. Today, it became a symbol of Washington's plans to end all combat operations in Iraq and cut troop numbers there this summer. Iraqi forces took full control today of the security checkpoints into the zone. George Packer is author of The Assassin's Gate, America in Iraq. He's in New York. George Packer, what did the Green Zone represent, actually?
Well, to Americans, it represented relative safety, a kind of home away from home. There were swimming pools. There were nightclubs. Soldiers and civilians could mingle after work. It was a kind of land of Oz where you could forget you were in Iraq. And unfortunately, that extended all the way up to the top civilian and military leadership. I mean, when I would go into an interview the ambassador, it was like Get Smart going through all those security doors into a place where no Iraqi air or light could penetrate, and you just immediately knew that they were cut off from the reality of the war outside because they were protecting themselves so thoroughly.
Now, so many people who spent time in the Green Zone have commented on just how American it felt. Remind us what gave the Green Zone that quality.
You would see soldiers jogging by in their army shorts and t-shirts. You would see contractors hanging out at cafes eating fried chicken and French fries. You would go to stores where, you know, only American products were being sold. You would even in the dining hall of the Republican Palace, which was the main American headquarters. You just didn't see any Iraqis, or very few. The people serving you behind the steam table were usually Bangladeshis because Iraqis weren't trusted with the food that Americans were eating. You often heard rock music coming from this or that hooch or this or that office. You just saw far, far more Americans than Iraqis there. And the Americans, you know, as we always do, had a way of paving the place over with our culture and our ways in a way that to an Iraqi would seem at best somewhat insensitive and at worst a pretty glaring symbol of occupation.
George, who coined the name the Green Zone?
I'm actually not sure, but the military has the term green and red for secure and insecure. And every American base in Iraq is a green zone in the sense that it's an area secured by American soldiers. And once you're outside it, you're in the red zone, which means there is no formal security and you have to, you know, have your weapon ready and your senses on alert. So
right.
It's a military concept which divides secure from insecure. But it became, as I said, a psychological reality and a huge block. And to me, those giant blast walls, which are the great symbol of the Green Zone, the 16 or 17 foot high blast walls, became a concept. It became a mental phenomenon that was one of the profound reasons why, for so many years, the Americans were losing the war, didn't understand why they were losing the war, and in some cases, didn't even know they were losing the war.
I mean, a mental phenomenon, yes, but also a cultural one. I mean, the phrase Green Zone has been name-checked in books and movies from the eponymous Green Zone with Matt Damon to 28 Weeks Later. I'm just wondering if you think it's healthy that our culture has become so comfy with Green Zone, the name, and perhaps, too, the idea of it.
It does worry me. It worried me a lot when it became clear that the way Iraqis saw it was Americans cared about their security before anything else, and in many ways in place of everything else. And the Green Zone became the symbol of American security at the cost of Iraqi convenience, Iraqi security and access, and even, you know, an American connection to Iraqis. It became a kind of prison. One American official said to me once, and this was a senior ambassador, he said to me that to leave the Green Zone was like a jailbreak in reverse. you had to spring yourself to get out of the Green Zone. And so he knew well enough that what the effect of that was on people like him was to cut them off from the reality that they needed to understand.
George Packer, staff writer for The New Yorker and author of The Assassin's Gate. Thanks very much, George.
My pleasure.